And as we prepare for this
sacred time of silence, this beautiful time where we leave this outer sanctuary and travel in consciousness to that sanctuary that lives within each and every one of us. So I invite us to come to this present moment, forgetting about what got us here this morning or what we'll be doing later in the day, but right here, right now. Because it is in this present moment that we experience God, not as a memory or something to come, but right now, enfolded and supported in that presence. And so I invite us to become comfortable in whatever way works, knowing there is never a cookie cutter way to pray and meditate. Whatever feels comfortable, do that. And we're aware of our breath. Knowing that we were created by the breath of God, that we are sustained by the breath of God. And to allow that breath to carry us deeper and deeper to that beautiful place of silence. Just to imagine sitting on that breath, letting it move us gently, deeper and deeper to that quiet, beautiful place. And as we approach that inner sanctuary in us, we feel the warmth, the welcome, as if a welcome mat outside and a door that says, "Come in." This beautiful place that is always waiting for us to take our concerns, our questions, to just bask in all the beauty and love. And so I invite us now to find a place to be in this inner chapel, to be in this sanctuary, to kneel, to sit, to stand, with open minds and open hearts. What would you like to say to me? What do I need to hear from you? In the guidance. And so as we now prepare to return to this outer sanctuary, doing so with grateful hearts for whatever we may have experienced, for the joy of being in the presence. And we know that whatever is going on in our life at any given moment, we can go to this safe and secure, inviting place to remember who we are and to whom we belong. So we do give thanks for this time together. In returning to this outer sanctuary, aware of the beautiful souls that are around us, giving thanks that for this time our souls have resonated together, and knowing that when we pray and meditate, not only do we move our own self forward, but the entire world, that we hold the light and hold the space and hold the love for all. And we do thank you in the beautiful consciousness of the one who told us who he was. I am the light of the world. And who told us who we are. You are the light of the world. Don't hide your light under the table, but place it on the lampstand so it brings light to the entire room to glorify your Father who is in heaven. And so we do give thanks to the Christ, Jesus, and to the Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us. And so it is.